Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Gabriel Polywood Limited Q2 H1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Rashika Savant from X-B4 Advisory. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. Today on this call, we have Mr. Digvijay Dabria, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Hitesh Agrawal, CFO of the company. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ. The statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on the second page of the earnings presentation of the company, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange and the company's website as well. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Hitesh Agrawal for his opening remark. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you all to the earnings call of Q2 and H1 FY25. I believe you have had an opportunity to go through the investor presentation and the financial results, which have been uploaded on the stock exchange. First, let me take you through the industry highlights. The PVC market is evolving, and we are witnessing new trends that fit well with our long-term goals. Urbanization continues to drive demand, with more people moving into cities and increasing the need of sustainable, efficient materials. Real estate growth, especially in the residential and commercial sector, is also contributing to the demand for durable and versatile materials like PVC, UPVC, and other factory-made solutions. On top of that, government support for infrastructure projects is expected to keep driving demand in the coming years. Our major shift is the growing focus on sustainability. Consumers today are more aware of the environment and want products that help them, like from sustainably PVC furniture, UPVC windows, and other modular furniture. Known for its durability and recyclability, it is becoming a popular choice for people looking for eco-friendly solutions. Another change in the increasing demand for flexible, easy-to-install products, especially in cities where space is limited. People now prefer modular and customizable solutions, and PVC/UPVC fits these needs perfectly. Highlights on business operations for H1 FY25: consolidated revenues stood at 116.7 crores and increased by 11.4% compared to 104.8 crores in the same period last year. Consolidated EBITDA stood at 18.4 crores, that is up by 27%, and consolidated PAT showed an increase of 32.1%, which is 8.8 crores. We have seen margin improvement of 200 basis points in EBITDA margin and 120 basis points in PAT margins. For Q2 FY25, consolidated revenue stood at 58.1 crores and increased by about 6.2% as compared to 54.7 crores in the December period last year. Consolidated EBITDA stood at 9.2 crores, that is up by 20.8%, and consolidated PAT showed an increase of 16.6%, which is 4.2 crores. We have seen margin improvement of 190 basis points in EBITDA margin and 60 basis points in PAT margin. This quarter performance was impacted by an extended rainy season, spanning almost 1.5 months as compared to previous years, leading to a relatively flat growth. However, demand remained strong, particularly in our modular furniture vertical, which recorded a growth of 32.7% this quarter. About the business segments of our company: PVC profile, that is extruded PVC profile business, purely B2B business segment. Revenue stands at 66.9 crores for H1 FY25 compared to 63 crores in H1 FY24, a 6.1% increase. This segment contributes about 57% to overall top line of this period. UPVC windows revenue stands at 29.4 crore in H1 FY25 compared to 26.3 crores in H1 FY24, 11.5% increase. This segment contributes about 25% of top line. Modular furniture revenue stands at 20.5 crores for H1 FY25 compared to 15.5 crores in H1 FY24, a 32.7% increase. This segment contributes 18% to our top line in this period. We are currently having an order book of about 135 crores plus for our project related business, which is mainly related to UPVC windows and the modular furniture projects for the project side only. Additionally, we are pleased to announce that we have started manufacturing of soffit panels, that is basically single layer false ceiling and wall paneling panels, at our Bangalore facility. In fact, I would request our CMD, Mr. Devijay Dabaria, to elaborate more about this new product which we have recently started. I would request Dabaria ji to please.
Good morning, everyone. Namaskar. Happy New Year to everyone. Thank you for giving me the chance. The soffit panel is a false ceiling, basically used for the false ceiling in the balconies and the outer areas like porch and all this. And this is very popular in Europe and America, particularly for the wooden houses and all this. So this is now gaining popularity in India. And I am proud to say that the Pollywood is the first company who is manufacturing, who started the manufacturing in India. So we have all other brands which are in the market, they are importing right now. And we hope that this product is going to gain a very big market. Right now, we are estimating around 300 crore rupees of market for the soffit. And we are hoping that we will gain a good percentage of the total sale out of it. And this is a section where we have introduced right now two different designs. And soon, we are going to launch 5 more new designs for false ceiling. And we are working on outdoor soffit panels also. So for the outdoor uses, for the facade of a building. So we hope that in the next 6 months, we will launch the outdoor UV resistant soffit panel also. Thank you. Over to Itesh.
Yeah. So being the first company in India to produce these kind of panels domestically, we expect this product to significantly contribute to our growth strategy and give us a competitive edge over the imported panel suppliers, as conveyed by sir also. Although this quarter has not been ideal for us, we are confident that industry trends will drive growth in the long run, and we will continue to focus on higher margin products and gradually phase out lower margin offerings. This strategic shift aligns with our vision of sustainable growth and value creation for our stakeholders. That is all from our end. Now, request the question and answer session to start.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pritesh Cheda from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you tell us the growth in the fluted panel and the furniture segment, which is your main growth driver, in the quarter and the first half? And this 10% growth that we are seeing in the revenue for the first half, what should it look like in FY25 at the company level?
Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you, Pratesh ji. Yeah, regarding the growth in the modular furniture, it has been very good in the first half. It's almost 32% plus. And we expect the similar kind of the growth in modular furniture for the entire year going forward, in view of the order book, what we are having and the export potentials, for the to Europe, what which we have started in modular furniture. And, for the fluted panel, yes, there is a very good demand. Growth is there. As we said that, we are shifting from the low margin products to high margin products. We are more aggressive in that. And in the first half itself, the fluted panel sales was around 19 crores as compared to the 30 crores odd in the FY24. So we are expecting around 40-45 crore sales for the fluted panel itself in this year. And this will be further added with the new product addition of the soffit panels, which we have recently started manufacturing at our Bangalore facility. So for the whole year business projection, we are stick to the growth plans what we have earlier shared of 25% year-on-year growth for the next 4 years. And see, last quarter, there has been slight little slow because of the extended rainy season, particularly in Rajasthan and NCR area. Usually, by mid of the July, rain that's over. But this time, it was there till end of September. So that causes a little bit slow demand from the sites where we have been working. Real estate activities were little slow. That was the only cause. Otherwise, market is very good. Demand is good. Healthy order book. Everything is fantastic and goes with our vision of growth.
So if your both the key growth driver divisions have grown substantially higher than the company level, then which of the division has actually declined or not performed?
No, there is no decline in the divisions basically, but UPVC window also it has performed because since UPVC windows goes with the complete exterior facade of the building and the rain is there, then activities, but internal activities remains continuous, but on the outside, outer surface, so we can't work it in the rainy season. So that was the main reason that figures is not too much promising. So all product lines are working uniformly as such. Yes. Modular furniture growth is more as compared to PVC and UPVC.
And what kind of order backlog are you running at the end of H1 25 versus the end of H1 24? And I think this order backlog has to do with furniture and UPVC, right?
Order book is related to furniture and UPVC only. That project orders basically. That is around 30-32% of the overall top line of the company. So current order book is around 135, and even after that, the September end, we have booked further orders also 7-8 crores. So we can say around 140 crores of order book in current scenario we are having.
Versus what number last year?
See, last year that order book was around 110-115 crores. Because in second half FY24, we have booked a large number of orders for all products, UPVC as well as furniture.
Okay. And what will be the execution cycle of this 140 crores?
See, it's a running cycle basically. It depends on the project timelines. Different orders, 6 months to, we can say, 2.5 years. So that is the overall pipeline as per the order contractual terms.
And when your mix changes in favor of furniture and fluted panel, does your gross margin and EBITDA margin expand or they are at a similar margin?
We have seen the improvement on the margin front regularly. In last year also, FY24, and in this H1 also, both EBITDA level and gross level, margins are improving. And we are focusing more and more on the value-added products only. This modular furniture, based on the more capacity utilizations, margin will get automatically improved. And in extrusion, that addition of the new products, fluted earlier and now soffit. So all those products will keep on giving us better margins.
Okay. And my last question is, sir, considering your first half growth of 10% and your guided growth of 25%, there's a substantial growth needed in half two. How confident are you to deliver that?
There is a backlog of around, we can say, around 12-15 crores in solid terms. We'll match up with the incremental demand? Because usually it happens in Q3. Q4 remains very robust all the years. So we are quite confident that based on the order books in hand, the product offerings and the demands, which is coming, so we'll catch up with our expected.
So with our past experience, always the first quarter is always good, but the second quarter is little downside. The third is better than the first one, and the fourth quarter is the best among all four quarters. This is what the normal scenario of the construction industry is.
Okay. Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
The next question is from the line of Bhavesh Chauhan, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So, sir, we have seen only 10% growth in this quarter, but is Q3 looking better? Things have normalized?
Yes. Yeah. Q3 will be definitely will be better because now the things has already improved. Demand is again coming up on a speedy manner, and it will be definitely better.
And so we plan to have more and more high margin products. So when can we see benefits of these? I mean, is it over a period of next 2, 3 years, 5 years? And do we see EBITDA margin inch up towards 20%?
20% is not the obvious, but the improvement is always in our mind. We are focused on all kind of the cost control measures and in fact on the gross margin levels also by offering the high value addition products. So you can see that at every quarter or say every half year yearly, the margin improvements at both levels is there. And we are hopeful to maintain this with the certain improvement only.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manan from Kamakhya Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Good morning.
My first question was regarding the gross margin. So, despite I see the, for the Q2, the revenue growth in UPVC was slight lower than the overall H1, our gross margin increased, so what was the reason behind that?
The gross margin, as you said, that we are focusing towards the high margin products, particularly that fluted panels and then modular furniture also. So they are leading to better margin. And one more reason that gross margins is always depends on the volatility of the raw material prices. So Q2 has been better in terms of the raw material prices as compared to Q1. In Q1, there were certain fluctuations in PVC for one and a half months. But the Q2 remains really good for the entire industry. So we have been able to achieve better margin.
So, yeah, that's what I was asking. So how much of this was because of the favorable raw material prices, if you could quantify?
Actually, that we have not received, identified, but yes, our focus is to maintain at least 35% plus gross margin. So we are pricing our products and accordingly for all our verticals. So we have been able to have some 2-2.5% extra margin in this quarter. So partially it is contributed to the stable pricing of the raw material, and second, partially through the addition of the revenue from the high value products, high margin products, basically.
Okay. My second question was regarding raw material only. So we are seeing there is a huge volatility happening in the prices of PVC. So how are we managing ourselves with that?
No, actually, it's a normal phenomenon of the PVC industries, and in a year, two or three times it happens. In particular, this year, almost 7.5 months is over. Only once it happens in the month of around May and June only. That was due to certain logistics issues also only. So we are not forcing any kind of the major price fluctuations in PVC or other related products which are our main raw materials. So until and unless there is any unexpected thing happens on the global front, otherwise prices are comfortable.
Okay. You are confident with maintaining, EBITDA margin of 15% plus for the second half of the year and for FY26.
Yes, in fact, our entire team at all levels, they have been ready to work hard and to improve these levels. And with the increased top line, what we are expecting as compared to H1, so there should be improvement only in that, further improvement.
Okay. And last question on the fluted panel. So if I remember correctly, our target was to reach at 100 crore revenue for fluted panel by FY26 or 27. So how that thing is progressing? I mean, I heard that 35 crore of revenue we can achieve this year. So is it going on with our targeted plan or?
Yeah, it's going to be a targeted plan. See, this soffit panel, they had recently started, that is from the similar application only, pulsing and ball paneling. So, in fact, this year, 45, 50 crores, in fact, we had earlier projected around 40 crores only, and with the shift of our overall policy from low margin to high margin products, so we are expecting to achieve 45 to 50 crores in this year itself, because 19 crores is already achieved in S1. So we are strict to our earlier goals, and we are putting our best effort to achieve those targets. And we are focusing on the certain new territories, particularly Maharashtra, Mumbai, and all, where the market for these kind of the products is really good. In fact, in H1, we have opened our depot in Mumbai region also. Earlier, we said that we have opened up our showroom only, display gallery. Now, we have opened up our warehouse also over there to cater more demand from the dealers and distributors.
So, this is regarding Arisa Studio you are talking about?
Sorry?
You are talking about Arisa Studio when you said Studio Plus?
Not about only Studio Arisa. It's about the that Mumbai showroom displays our entire product range. So up to March 24, as we conveyed that we are okay starting our showroom. But now, looking to the market scenario over there, we have opened the depot also, similar to our other depots in Gujarat, West Bengal, Haryana, and other states. So to cater more market in Maharashtra, we have opened company's own depot in Mumbai also. So it's all with the how to achieve the our projected top lines. So we are putting taking different kind of measures. That is one from them.
So thank you so much. That's it from my side. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Mahesh Atul from Atul and Associates. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Generally, my questions first would be a very basic question that I would like to know the margins of these three things, which is PVC profiles, UPVC windows, modular furniture. If you can segregate the gross margins in this, if you can, on a basic level.
You see, as we had earlier conveyed also, see, gross margin in all three product lines, it's almost in the same range, with 5 to 7% deviation. Currently, it is slightly lower in the furniture segment, but going forward, it will increase. So it's in the range, you can say, around 40 to 46, 47% range of margin for different product verticals at the gross level.
So what happens, because what I was seeing in your presentation is that you guys are deliberately moving towards, you see a lot of growth coming in modular furniture. Is it right to assume that when our turnover would be increasing in this particular segment, this would reflect in the margins too? Because when you say modular furniture is on a lower margin base, so do you really think that the margins might go up from here?
No, it's not the lower to that extent which can affect the overall margin of the company. Because as I said, that 5 to 7% and that contribution of the modular furniture is slightly lower in our overall revenue. It's about 18%. So we are gradually it will increase. But once, as I said in Modulo Furniture, in fact, in earlier communications also, we have shared that we are focusing on the exports, particularly in this Modulo Furniture, that is increasing. And the increased business, definitely on the gross margin front also, we will have certain aid. And in Modulo Furniture also, we are working hard to improve our margins at the APAR level of the PVC and UPVC verticals. So there will not be an adverse effect on the margin with the going forward with the growth in the Modulo Furniture business.
Coming to fluted panel, we see that a lot of the biggest player in the market is AGT, if I am not wrong. So that is being imported currently, or they must have one unit here, I don't know exactly. So
AGT? AGT. AGT, in fact, we have not heard about the AGT fluted panels. AGT used to be that suppliers of the high gloss MDF boards basically. They used to.
Now, a ground check, we have found that AGT is supplying it in the south markets. So, just wanted your view that coming to these players who are dumping their goods in Indian markets, how cost competitive are with. Because we see a lot of fluted panel players coming into India dumping a lot of product into decorative market segment. This is from China.
See,
and
domestic, yeah. See, domestic market will definitely have an edge over the imported market in terms of different issues, because see, in imported materials, we do have, they have the limitations of the range, they have the limitation of the sizes. But when it is the domestically manufactured, see, because every building has a different height and width, so usually that in the interior, we don't want any kind of a joints and all. So here in India, we can produce as per the vast requirement. So that gives a perfect edge for to compete with the international players. Yes, AGT is not there, but in this soffit panels, some pare is there, then one box is there. So they are the player, and they are doing very good business in soffit, but both are imported. We have started the one, in fact, last month only we started this soffit manufacturing, and the response is really very good. So we don't see any kind of the competition from the imported panels or dumped materials.
I would request you to rejoin the queue for your follow-up question. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arman from Blue Sky Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity. I want a bit of more color on your new product of single layer foam ceiling. Can you talk more about it? What is the product like? I mean, what it is replacing with, and what are the qualities? And one of the also thing that you told that you will be the first company to produce domestically. So what has been a key barrier before that, that why no one have started producing it domestically, and what advantage now you get that at this junction you will start manufacturing and it will have a edge over others?
See, soffit panel, as you said, that it's a single layer profile. See, in extrusion, normally whatever the profile was earlier existing in Indian manufacturing industry, that was a multi-layer hollow profiles. So this single layer profile, as mentioned by CMD sir also, it is more used in the Europe and US to renovate their wood houses and all. So this product was early, requires certain specific machinery toolings and certain product mix also. See, I cannot comment on why the other players have not started this in India. Since we are into this industry from last 32 years, when we see that this can be a new product which takes some share of the false ceiling wall paneling. So, since we are into this extrusion, we are taken one step forward and started it as the first one in India. It has very wide range of color, finishes and designs. Yes, others are also having, but when imported, any importer, it is really tough to maintain the large number of inventories, because when we are manufacturing domestically, we can produce as per the requirement. So we do not keep finished inventory of different colors. Only the raw materials are maintained in the different prints and designs.
Yeah, correct. Okay. Got it. And currently, the market size you told about, it is fully being met by imported, right? 300 crore?
Yeah. Yeah, for these soffit panels, yeah.
Okay, okay. Thanks a lot. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manan from Wallfort PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, I had a few questions. First one is, what are our capacity utilization levels? Please, can you answer that?
The capacity utilization for the this PVC profile is around 50-55%, and UPVC in the range of around 30%. So that is the current capacity utilization. Modular furniture is very low rated capacity. It's on the basis of the revenue only. So based on the current revenue, you can say around 70% of capacity we are utilizing.
Okay. And the next question would be, sir, do we have any debt reduction plans from a long term?
Yeah, it's there. In fact, we have not added new debts. We both throw our H1 figures. So there has been a reduction in both the long term and short term debts. So we are focused on that with a long term vision of being debt free. But although, yes, we have not yet finalized any date. But debt reduction plan is always there.
Okay, okay, got it. And sir, where exactly is this depot, the showroom that you just said in Mumbai?
Sorry?
The showroom that you said that you have put another showroom in Mumbai, can you please tell me where exactly is it?
Yeah, this is in Andheri. The showroom is in Andheri. Lakshmi Industrial Complex, where all the major interior products showrooms are available there. So we are also placed over there. And that depot warehouse we have opened in the Bhiwandi.
Okay, okay, got it. And the last question is, sir, can you please explain more about the new socket product that you have mentioned? Like, give us a use case and what would be the EBITDA margin profile for the same product?
See, socket panel, again, since it is from the same extrusion segment, and currently the market is being controlled through imported products by two or three large players only. So we expect some little bit better margin in that, because the pricing, what's prevailing in the industry is, they are taking some advantage, we can say that, because that competition doesn't exist. So once the product goes into the competition, so in the initial times, we will also have a certain better margins in that product. But yes, it's not lesser than with our existing product portfolio.
Okay, so this would also be around 16% something.
Yeah.
Okay, and sir, you didn't give me a use case of, like, see, I don't know what exactly this product does. So can you explain what this product does?
This product is basically ceiling. You have seen the balconies.
Right.
The balcony, the upper side is the wooden ceiling. Earlier it was. Right. Now we are putting all this soffit for the balconies and all the parking spaces. And all those who are not open to the direct sunlight, but they are open spaces in the building. So the uses are increasing, and this product is going to take a big market.
Okay, got it. And you said the market for this is around 300 crores.
Yeah, right now.
Right now, okay. Okay, okay. Thank you so much. That's it.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Mahesh from Atul & Associates. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up, sir. Just wanted to know, how are we rewarding the people who are distributing our products? Because that's the main area where your products will be able to cater it to the last customer. So how are we on that? How are we working on that?
You're talking about the dealer distribution network and all, right?
That is one thing, and but the end dealer and distributor would be also selling it through the interior designers and all those. Because one of the panel players, they have been very aggressive in this concept where they reward their last customer to, or the person who is buying from the dealer also. So how are we doing on that? Because at the end, it's all about the interior designer who will be recommending your product to the end customer. So,
PVC profiles, which are basically used for the interior application, multiple interior applications, wall ceiling, wall paneling, making the furniture, doors, partitions, and everything, which is distributed through our dealer distribution network and contributes around 55-60% of top line. So we are having a wide, large sales team, which is spread throughout India. They are in regular touch with our dealer distributors, supporting to them in all contexts, visiting to architects, interior designers. That is the regular activity, basically. No? Apart from that, we are regularly participating in exhibitions, shows. So that way, we are catering to architects, interior designers, the large consumers like the builders and developers for their project requirements. So extending full support to our dealer distributors so that to generate the revenue at their end also.
Okay. Do you, it was just one more question from my side before I end this. Just wanted to know that, let's say, could you also go get into a zone where you apply for some government things, your government projects and all directly, where you revamp their buildings, because there's a lot of revamp happening on the government side also.
There is a good possibility of the business, and in fact, we have already started enlisting our new products, basically, because we earlier we have done several projects with the governments, but not focused, not really regularly focused in that. But we have started enlisting our products, particularly for the fluted profiles and all. So going forward, maybe we will have some revenue contribution from the government business, government side also.
Just to squeeze in, sir, can you tell me how many players today are manufacturing this fluted panel and who is our next big competitor to us?
The fluted panel is manufactured, several manufacturers have come up over there. They are reasonably spreaded, basically. In the listed peers, there is no large player because listed only we and one more industry is there from Gujarat, Kaka Industries. So I think they are more into the PVC doors and other interior furniture profiles, not included at all. So some players are there in Punjab, some are in South India also. There is no renowned listed names.
More are importers, sir. More from the China there.
Yeah, correct. What you said is right. All right, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Manan from Walford PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity again. Sir, I'm trying to search this new product, socket panel. I'm not able to search it on Google. Can you give some name so that I can properly
search? See, you can search with the name of the Vox, V-O-X, Vox.
Yes.
This company relates to the Ashirvad Group, basically. Earlier, you might have heard about the Ashirvad Pipe, Bangalore-based company.
Mm-hmm.
So they have divested their Ashirvad Pipes to somebody, some foreign entity, and they have started this box. And second name is the Pare, P-A-R-E, Pare.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Arman from Blue Sky Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up. I just want to understand what is the current price differential between what is being imported in our all three products, what has been imported from China and what at what price we are being, at what cost we are producing it. Is there any, what kind of price differential currently company is taking?
There are two things are there. The most important thing is the quality, the colors, design the range. So the importers have the limitation. In one container, they import only 2 to 3 colors. But we are offering 2,000 colors. That is our USP. Our guarantee is for the 10 years. And 10 to 12 years or 5 to 10 years, depend on the product to product. So we are giving a guaranteed product. The third thing is the length. If you need 5 feet, we give the 5 feet. If you need 10 feet, we give the 10 feet. But all the products imported are of standard length. So we are giving a zero waste. So all these three, and our we have a wide distribution all over India. So importers are locally based. Say one color, they are introducing 5 colors in Delhi. Then the same colors are not in Chennai. They are not available in Kolkata. So we are giving all the supply support and color this and the length support to everyone. So these are our USP. And the quality wise, we are the best in the quality. We take care of all the quality best standards. So we are getting a good market share day by day compared to the importers.
Okay. That is very well understood. I have went to some of the stores in nearby my areas also who are selling your products, so that I get what is the quality. And definitely we will be charging a premium. So what kind of premium we are charging vis-a-vis the other players?
Normally the price difference is, if the similar product is there, weight-wise and the ingredient-wise, from China and here. So the difference, price difference is not more than 5%. But if it is, we are giving a weight of 10 kg and the product is 8 kg coming from China, then the price difference is because of the weight only and the quality.
Okay,
so 5 to 10% is the normal price difference.
Okay,
they are on the lower side, Chinese are the lower side, 5 to 10%, and we are higher at 5%.
Got it. Thanks a lot. That's it for my side. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Digvijay Dabria for closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you all participants in this earning phone call. I hope we have been able to answer your all questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our investor relation manager at XB4 Advisory. Thank you. Stay safe and healthy. Jai Hind.
On behalf of Dabrial Pollywood Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.